See, what you like, what you dislike are the two different kind of bondages. Both what you like and dislike shows your perception. For example, I'll tell you a small thing. See, when we like somebody, we suppress the bad thing, what they did, for sure. And we remember only the good thing. Which means that you're exaggerating them in your head as a human being. Also, when we don't like a person, when we hate, we suppress the good what they did and we zoom in only the bad, for sure. Still, you're exaggerating them in your mind. Which means that you are unable to see the things as they are. If you are unable to see the things as they are, then you are disabled, isn't it? Don't you think so? I feel like if you're creating a list of likes and dislikes in your head, which means that you are restricting yourself, you are creating boundaries, you yourself was creating boundaries around you with all the list of choices like, I like this, I don't like this. There was a great philosophy which I try to follow in my life, no? And the philosophy Advaitam says, treat the things equally, have no barriers in our life. For example, see, when we people get success, we normally feel so happy, very happy. And we also feel sad when we get failed in our life. All this happens just because success you like and failure you don't like. It just happened because of that. But when you treat both emotions equally and accept the situation how they are, it is called Advaitam. You are following the philosophy. And also you'll be emotionally strong. It is called as emotional intelligence. On this Advaitam topic, we shall do some of the podcast in detail. But when you see the most of the cases, things that we like will hurt us most. See, it happens, you know. For example, if you take people liking bikes and cars, they like bikes and cars. For some reasons, bike and car got broke down. They're feeling so sad. They were little unhappy. They get depressed. It happened just because you like them. Instead, if you use them, things will be okay, isn't it? For what purpose vehicles are used? We people travel on the bikes. That's it. You don't need to like them. You don't need to love them. If you love, you don't love. End of the day, it will go. We use them like a vehicle only, isn't it? But when you don't treat the things what they meant for, then you end up having a misery in your life because you love them. Don't love the bikes, don't love the cars. Use what it is meant for. Use the bikes. Finally, when you are able to treat both the good and bad equally in our life and enjoy the company with the people and accept the situation how they were, then you have infinite possibilities. If you want to leave any comments and give us suggestions, mail me or ping me in Instagram. Link is given in the description.